go ahead and get started with the recorder's office. Sue, thanks for coming this morning. Brave in the cold. I think we'll probably handle this a lot like we have in the past. So start with your revenue on page 147.
Well, as I've said in the past, the revenues from our office really depend on the economy and the weather. The economy has improved this last year, and our revenues for house sales have gone up. So that's a good thing. I'm looking to pretty much the same type of revenues this next year. I think I increased them just a little bit, but you know, house sales continue to be strong. We've seen some big sales, some good sales. So, you know, if I had a crystal ball, I'd invest a lot more money in the stock market.
In a crystal ball, we wouldn't be.
But yeah, you know, on the other side of it, and it has to do with the economy. Passports are just streaming in. I think in the last month we did 76 passports. The Ames Post Office has cut back on how they handle passports, and they're doing it by appointment only, so they're sending us a lot of their clientele over here. So we're just doing a lot of passports. And the other thing, the weather, you know, if it doesn't snow, we don't do snowmobiles. If it does snow, we do. So those are usually fairly consistent. So anyway, I think I increased the revenue just a little bit, but I look, yeah.
So I think that on the real estate transfer tax right in the middle of the page, it looks like this year you're going to exceed the 115. Can we raise that re-estimated for my revenue stream to about 120? Do you have a problem with that?
No, and I debated over that. I hate to be overly optimistic.
Well, I'm looking at December report, and you've brought in 60,900. So if I even double that, it's 121.
Yeah, you can. Yep.
That's the 120, Lisa? Yep.
I don't know if you want to leave next year the way it is, and
I don't know.
Now let's go to 120, and if it doesn't work, it doesn't work.
Okay. All right. That's fine with me. I don't want to be overly optimistic. I'm fairly conservative in my budgeting, but that's fine.
Okay.
Then
expenses.
Okay. I pretty much held the line on that. Postage is going up this month, so I'm not sure how that's going to impact on, you know, the sending of the passports. I haven't heard how we have to send those by certified mail, and
okay.
I haven't what that's going to go to yet, if they're going to raise it. Other than that, I think I pretty much held the line on everything.
Tell me again what the indexing system is.
We have a contract with ACS, which is a subsidiary of Xerox, and we pay them a flat fee for every document that's recorded. So the more documents we record, the more money we bring in. We pay $4 a document. That includes all of the equipment that we have. They provide all the equipment, the computers, the hard drives, the printers, the cashiering system printer, plus it also includes maintaining a backup of all the documents we download every night. They provide a backup, and they also convert all of the images to microfilm and store that offsite.
So when our revenues go up, this line is going to have to go up.
Yeah. But it's $4 per document, regardless of the number of pages. Now, like the other day, we had a declaration of condominium. It was 122 pages. That was $612. We paid $4 for that because it's just one document. So
that was the only question I had, Paul.
Yeah.
These are way too easy.
Are you?
You do a nice job.
You get the easy ones out of the way first.
What was your?
Off the subject now. Are you still the liaison with your group down at the legislature this year? Okay, so
we'll start in next week.
And this should be your last.
My last year.
Yeah.
I think 36.
I won't even ask how many.
36. Plus a year and a half before I ran, so.
Somebody still had hair 36 years ago.
Yeah. Probably a fro.
Somebody still had color 36 years ago. Oh, you can.
Okay, nope, this looks good.
Thank you, sir.
Aren't you glad you